Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Elvis Presley, If I Can Dream. I'm Anthony DeCurtis. We're listening to Elvis in a brand new way, his voice backed by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. When Elvis returned to performing live in 1969, it was a big production. At the International Hotel in Las Vegas, he had a band and backup singers and a small orchestra. Priscilla Presley watched Elvis get them ready for the shows.
He loved a big sound. He loved a big orchestra. I mean, Joe Gershio, his musical director when he played in Vegas and actually his tours, that's all he wanted. He wanted to hear the violin. He wanted to hear the group, the loudness, the blending of the sound. He would stand there and he'd just start shivering, you know, when it was just right. He actually did a lot of that himself. You know, he'd point to Joe what he wanted to hear higher. He would look over and he would point to the section, whether it be the rhythm section or whether it be the violins, and he would just almost like he was in a dream, lost in the music itself. He would drown himself in the bigness of all that. And Joe would smile and they'd nod to each other going, we did it.
One of the songs they performed every night was the Righteous Brothers hit, You've Lost That Lovin' Feeling. Here it is with a much bigger orchestra.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. There's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You try hard not to show it,
baby.
But baby, reach out for you. Girl, you're starting to criticize every little thing I do. It makes me just feel like crying,
baby.
'Cause baby, go.
Lost That Lovin' Feeling, sung by Elvis Presley with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. Co-producer Nick Patrick.
I think the idea of this project of a symphonic Elvis Presley in London, it was crucial to attach a name that carried international weight. And the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra are known all over the world as that brand name that says this is stylish, elegant, and beautiful.
The orchestra recorded these songs at Abbey Road Studios in London.
Should Elvis Presley have come to record in London, you could pretty much bet your bottom dollar he would have been in this studio. And so I think it's absolutely appropriate.
Executive producer Don Reedman.
I used to listen to Elvis when I was very young, and he was the most inspirational artist when I was growing up, and he's the reason, really, I got into the music business. I have to say that. There's many other people who would have said that before me. But I loved his music. I loved the variety of music. And I used to listen to his records and think, how could this? Some of these songs work? This wonderful voice, like a baritone, a tenor and a baritone, this combination, not just a rock and roll singer. This is a great voice that transcended rock and roll into gospel and rhythm and blues and even operatic. If he had the budgets, which I don't believe he would have had in those days, but if he is here today and they gave him the money to make a record, he would love to have a big orchestra around him, which is like he did in these latter years in Vegas and in Aloha from Hawaii. Mm-hmm. And these thoughts started going around my head. And so I came up with this idea of Elvis Presley with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. And I figured, he's the king of rock and roll. Give him one of the greatest orchestras in the world, the Royal Philharmonic.
Love Me Tender, sung by Elvis Presley with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. Don Reedman started picking songs for the project, along with Priscilla Presley and Nick Patrick.
Well, it started with the more operatic titles, but once we got into it and started to pick the songs, I picked some very beautiful ballads like Love Me Tender, which was a very simple production, the guitar and Jordan Ayres. There's not much more on it. But I could always hear that with the beautiful warm strings, almost an Ennio Morricone or a Barber's Adagio for strings, feeling warm, like a blanket around the vocal, you know. Letting the voice project rather than having too busy an arrangement. But I thought it would add a lovely gloss and a warm glow to his wonderful vocal, the very sensitive vocal on that track. So I was thinking of ideas like that. And then, you know, I thought a bit further, and Priscilla was encouraging me, you know, here's a rock and roll singer, Don. You know, I said, yes, I know, but I really can't do jailhouse rock here. But I did start to think further, and I thought a bit of blues. So I got stuck into the riff on Steamroller Blues from Aloha. And I just love that. And I thought, right, this will sound sassy and dirty and sexy, you know. So let's get the band behind this.
I'm a steamroller, baby. I'm gonna roll all over you. I'm a steamroller, baby. Gonna roll all over you. I'm gonna inject your soul with some sweet rock and roll and shoot you full of rhythm and blues. I'm a napalm bomb, guaranteed to blow your mind. I'm a napalm bomb, guaranteed to blow your mind. If I can't have your love now, baby, there'll be nothing left behind.
Steamroller Blues, sung by Elvis Presley with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. Coming up, a duet between Elvis Presley and Michael Bublé. I'm Anthony DeCurtis, and you're listening to Elvis Presley, If I Can Dream. Welcome back to Elvis Presley, If I Can Dream. I'm Anthony DeCurtis. We're listening to some of Elvis Presley's classic vocal performances with a brand new feel. They have arrangements for a different kind of backing band, the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. One song that Elvis loved to sing was the Italian standard O Sole Mio. When he finished his time in the Army in 1960, that melody was adapted for Elvis and became the hit It's Now or Never, Priscilla Presley.
He loved It's Now or Never. I mean, he loved it because he when he was in the Army, he sang nearly every single night, training his own voice. Opera was one of them, to get the highs and the lows and listening to Mario Lanza. So when Now or Never came along, he just took it and ran with it and felt that, you know, he was able to reach the notes that formerly he could not have reached. You know, watching Elvis was an enjoyment. Whatever he did, he wanted to be good at. He wanted to impress you. I always felt that he had a lot to prove within himself to his audience and to his peers that, you know, he could, that he was legitimate.
Never, sung by Elvis Presley with a guest appearance by the Italian vocal trio Il Volo, Priscilla Presley.
You know, I sometimes listen to some of these amazing artists like Michael Bublé and Il Volo, a young tenor group that when asked if they'd be a part of this project were so blown away about working with Elvis Presley. Elvis would have gotten a big kick out of them starting so young with such classical music that he probably would have hired them, you know, to be with him. He definitely would have featured them somehow, even on his show, to come up on stage. I can see him saying, we have a young group, Il Volo in the audience, come up here. Michael Bublé, Elvis loved that crooning type of music, along with Perry Como, Tony Bennett. Yes, he was a lover of all types. If you were good at it, believe me, he was a fan. If you were good at what you did, and you loved what you did, and it was your passion, he was right there with you. He felt there was room for everyone. I don't think there was a more generous artist than he was. He would see talent, and he would talk to them and tell them, don't give up, you know, follow that dream, pardon the pun. But he was very, very generous with his advice, generous with showcasing, generous with hanging out and talking with them. He just loved talent.
There was something just so soulful and special about his voice. I don't know that there's any entertainer I've ever heard that could sing a ballad the way he does and sound just as good as Frankie, and then sing a rock song and rock. Sound like a great growly, gravelly kind of thing. And there's a reason why he's Elvis. He's one of a kind. I mean, the most eclectic, eccentric, and versatile singer I've ever heard.
Singer Michael Bublé.
It's not the most obvious Elvis track, Fever. And I do open my show with it. I always loved it. I think it's a really incredibly sexy, smoldering sort of song. And I always loved hearing Elvis do it. For me to do this today, it's one of the greatest things I've ever done. This is a highlight of my career. Even though he's not here and it's a virtual duet, I know he's still here. And so to be surrounded by that aura and just to get to sit here and close my eyes and know that I get to sing a duet with who I consider to be the greatest artist of all time is just absolutely huge for me. Mind-blowing, really.
Never knew how much I love you. Never knew how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. Fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name. You know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, I fever all through the night.
Everybody's got the fever that there's something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing. Fever started long ago. When he put his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my friend. I give us fever. When we kiss us, fever with thy flame.
Fever, I'm on fire. Fever, yeah, I burn for soon.
Captain Smith and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, Daddy, oh, don't you dare, you give me fever. With his kisses, fever, when he holds me tight. Fever, I'm his missus, Daddy, won't you treat him right? that I've made. Cats were born to give chicks fever, be it Fahrenheit or centigrade, they give you a fever. When we kiss you, fever if you love me. Fever! Till you sizzle, but what a lovely way to burn. 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 What a lovely way to burn.
Fever, sung by Elvis Presley with Michael Bublé and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. You're listening to Elvis Presley, If I Can Dream. I'm Anthony DeCurtis. Executive producer Don Reedman chose the Simon & Garfunkel classic Bridge Over Troubled Water for this project. Elvis sang it often at his shows in Las Vegas. It was a chance to bring in another special guest, guitarist Duane Eddy.
Yeah, I came up with Bridge Over Troubled Water because I thought it would, the original with Simon Garfunkel, of course, was massive orchestration. And Elvis never had that. And once again, I thought the king deserves it. But it's a great song and a great vocal. He did it through pretty much a live recording, but the emotion in it, I thought it was fantastic. And I thought, I'd like to get something a little bit different in this. I thought Duane Eddy plays that low strings on the guitar, playing right down the bottom end. And Elvis, in that song, of course, it goes right down the low register. And I thought, gee, if I could have Elvis, Sailor and Silver Girl, Dernan, and Duane's guitar, I wonder if that would work. Anyway, we got on to Duane Eddy, and Duane, Bob Harris rang him for me, and he said, Don's got an idea of playing with Elvis. He said, what's the song? And he said, Bridge Over Troubled Water. He said, I'll do it straight away.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I would rather know I'm on your side. Oh, when time gets rough and friends just can't be found, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down like a I will lay me down. When you're down and out, when you're on the street, when evening falls so hard, I will comfort you. I'll take your part. Oh, when darkness comes and pain is all around, like a bridge over troubled water, I would lay me down
Bridge Over Troubled Water, sung by Elvis Presley with special guest guitarist Duane Eddy. They were backed by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra.
You know, I think if I'd ever met Elvis, I think I feel the same way that everybody else does. Everybody that had a chance to be part of Elvis's life or even just watch from afar, I think I would have loved him.
Michael Bublé.
I think I probably would have wanted to hang out with him, you know, go ride some horses or do some target practice or whatever. I think that's the thing you get from Elvis. I think that, the men wanted to be like him and the women wanted to be with him, you know. And so, honestly, you know, I probably wouldn't make it about music. I probably just want to hang. Actually, you know, I just went to Graceland a few days ago. I brought my wife. I wanted my little baby, my 11-month-old, you know, to get Elvis going as early as possible. And, you know, one of the things when we went down to his basement was that he had this game room, and it was really funny because it's the same thing I like to do. He would sit around and he would play a bunch of gospel songs, and then he would try to guess what song that you were playing. They'd have this kind of this big party game, and you know what, if I could hang with him, that's probably something I'd like to do with him, go down to that basement and play that musical game.
Great Thou Art, sung by Elvis Presley with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. Coming up, the wide range of music that Elvis loved and sang. I'm Anthony DeCurtis, and you're listening to Elvis Presley, If I Can Dream. Welcome back to Elvis Presley, If I Can Dream. I'm Anthony DeCurtis. We're listening to Elvis in a brand new way, his voice backed by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra.
Like a river flow. Surely to the sea, darling, so it goes, some things
project allowed Priscilla Presley and the producers to choose songs from the entire Elvis catalog, and that's a lot of material. Priscilla wanted the project to reflect the wide range of music that Elvis listened to every day.
So diverse. I mean, it went from Mahalia Jackson to Otis Redding. I mean, that says a lot in itself. He had such a diverse collection. He had Robert Merrill, who was known, you know, for his smooth voice and powerful voice. I'm talking more operatic here. Mario Lanza, of course. Jan Pierce. I don't know if you remember these voices or not, but they were very popular in his record collection. John Gary, the beautiful voice of John Gary, which went from baritone to tenor. I mean, he had Softly As I Leave You. That's where I was heard the first, Softly As I Leave You, Ebb Tide. So it went from that to Johnny Cash. Anyone who he felt had talent in their genre of music that he listened to. He would listen to music not just it sounded good. He would listen to the highs and lows. He would listen to their background music. He would listen to the feeling that he got from the song and what it did to him. That's why I think it's so diverse and spectrum of where he really was a study of music. Mm. Never going to school, music school. Never took a voice lesson. He got his lessons from listening to other people and what he got out of them.
Elvis kept up on current songwriters and asked Neil Diamond if he had any songs he could try out. In 1969, Elvis sang "And the Grass Won't Pay No Mind," joined here by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra.
Listen easy, you can hear God calling, walking barefoot by a stream. Come unto me, your hair softly falling on my face as in a dream. And the time will be our time, and the grass won't be no mind. Saying nothing, lying where the sun is, baking down upon our sides. My lips touch you with their soft, wet kisses, your hands gentle in reply. And the time will be our time, and the grass won't be no more.
Child, touch my soul with your cries, and the music will know what we found. I hear 100 goodbyes, but today I hear only one sound. The moment we're living is now. Now, 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 now. Young birds flying, and the soft wind blowing cools the sweat inside my palms. Close my eyes, hear the flowers growing as you lay sleeping in my arms. And the time will be our time, and the grass will fade no mind. No, the grass won't fade no mind.
And the Grass Won't Pay No Mind, sung by Elvis Presley and backed by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. I'm Anthony DeCurtis, and you're listening to Elvis Presley, If I Can Dream.
Elvis was really careful with his choice of songs, especially for his audiences. He didn't want to get into politics
Priscilla Presley.
He didn't want to get into Kumbaya. He didn't want to be that voice of a culture. His music was truly purely felt from what his song list wanted and how he felt emotionally. He was very attached to his songs emotionally. And he loved telling stories. He wanted to take the audience on a journey that he was going on. He wanted to embrace them and say, come into my world. I asked him, because I had come from listening to him in rock and roll when I left Germany, and when I went to visit him, he was playing so much diverse music. I asked him why he didn't sing the songs that he left Germany with, that I knew, Hound Dog, That's All Right Mama. And he said, that's all great, and I love rock and roll, but my heart is in the storytelling and reaching out to people with emotions, because that's life. And he gravitated to that.
Elvis took a rare step into politics in 1969 when he sang the Mac Davis song In the Ghetto. Here's a new arrangement of the song with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra.
As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And his mama cries, 'cause if there's one thing that she don't need, is another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto.
In the ghetto. Now
people, don't you understand? The child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. But take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Or do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns, and a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as a cold wind blows in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And his hunger burns, so he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And as her young man dies.
In the ghetto.
On a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And his mama cried.
In the ghetto. In the ghetto. In the ghetto. In the ghetto. In the ghetto.
In the Ghetto, sung by Elvis Presley with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. Elvis needed a closing song for his 1968 television special, now usually just called the Comeback Special. Producer Steve Bender went to songwriter Earl Brown and asked him for one. Priscilla Presley and Nick Patrick.
So overnight, he wrote the song, If I Can Dream. And Earl was around the set a lot, and he felt Elvis, I mean, felt him in his songs, listened to the songs that he sang, and really got Elvis's passion, really got his soul on his compassion, and came up with these incredible words. Now, Elvis, it was during the time when we lost JFK, we lost Martin Luther King, and prior, of course, JFK. It was a time in our, you know, in our generation that there was a lot going on. And this song resonated with Elvis. And even when you watch it, you can see the passion that he has and the belief of hope that's in it, in the music itself.
The vocal performance is unbelievable on that. He leaves absolutely he has nothing left at the end of that. I don't know, Priscilla, if it was recorded at the end of the show, but he's hoarse and it's so incredibly filled with emotion, and it just he just sounds like he's drained and believing every single word. And that was the inspiration for the whole energy behind the what is a new orchestral arrangement. Now we had a much bigger band, a big symphony orchestra on it. His vocal just cuts right through it. It's not in any way challenged by the size of the orchestra, which is a real testament to the energy and the incredible emotional weight that it carries. He carries through that performance. It's extraordinary.
It comes off like an anthem, really.
There must be lights burning brighter somewhere. Got to be birds flying higher in a sky more blue. If I can dream of a better land where all my brothers walk hand in hand, tell me why. Oh, why? Oh, why can't my dream come true? Oh, why? There must be peace and understanding sometime. Strong winds of promise that will blow away the doubt and fear. If I can dream of a warmer sun where hope keeps shining on everyone, tell me why. Oh, why? Oh, why won't that sun appear? We're lost in a cloud.
If I Can Dream, sung by Elvis Presley with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. Elvis Presley, If I Can Dream was produced by Paul Chupo for Joyride Media. Our executive producer is Eric Moak. Our associate producer is Andy Kahn. All songs on this program can be found on the Legacy Recordings release, If I Can Dream, Elvis Presley with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. Special thanks go to Priscilla Presley, Adam Block, John Jackson, Mandy Edga, Roger Seaman, Tom Burley, Marissa Jeffries, Tara Brew, Jim Parham, and Katie Begley. I'm Anthony DeCurtis. Thanks for listening.
Okay, that was Elvis. Now it's time for Creedence Clearwater Revival with their greatest hits, Bad Moon Rising. Rise, Creedence Clearwater Revival. Since I'm down from down in the swampland, here's one for all us Louisiana folks born on the bayou.
Thank you.
River. CCR.
Hey everybody, what do you say? I had a funny thing happen to me today. You see, I got a little call from Hollywood. They said they were looking for me, and could I just read a little part for a PTA mom who's poised and stately and cool and calm, wearing pearls and Jimmy shoes, a hair all coiffed? I said, stop! I'm laughing!
We'll be right back. Keep on.
VCR Traveling Band. CCR That's our show for today. Thanks for listening. Have a great night, great day, wherever you are, and so nice to have the music back. See you next time. Bye.